Hello and welcome back, everybody, to episode number 3 of Thick and Tired. We, the ladies of Ivory and Maine, are ready to dish out some truth sprinkled with a whole lot of sass for our friends out there. So whether you're listening for the first time or you're a loyal fan, it's time to buckle up and get ready for one hell of a ride.
Yay! Woohoo!
I don't know if you guys know this, but we're going to start off by introducing ourselves with our little Jeopardy fun fact. For those who don't know what a Jeopardy fun fact is, if you ever watch Jeopardy, there's a little part where the host, after the first commercial break, goes around and asks the contestants their name, a little bit about themselves, and they end up saying the stupidest freaking fact about themselves. So I think that's a great way to introduce one another. So my name is Cassidy, one half of Curvy Godmother. Fun fact about myself is I am very good at remembering people's names. I know that's really weird to say, but I think, and people that don't remember names, Corinne, I think that's you.
That's me.
That's kind of like a pet peeve of mine.
Really?
Oh, I think it's a very respectful thing.
I kind of also.
At waiters, like when we went out to Valentine's Day, me and Rob last week, Anthony and Mark were our waiters. Anthony and Mark. They always like, they people introduced themselves.
Anthony?
Anthony and Mark. They were like tag team. That sounds dirty. They were our waiters. And I'm always like, thank you so much, Anthony. And you can tell they really appreciate that because I feel like it's a respect thing. So mm-hmm. I will remember your name. Mm-hmm. So come up to me, introduce yourself. And like, yeah. Like I'm a fucking celebrity. And I will remember your name. Yeah. Go ahead, Gia.
Well, they actually say it's a proven fact. The more you say someone's name, the more they trust you.
Yeah. No,
it's, yeah.
It's true.
Yeah. So recently hate to spill my secrets, but recently with brides, I've been trying to say their name more
because
I remembered that fact.
They
and
will
I was
love
like,
that.
Huh. I was like, but it's also more personal. Anyways, I'm G. I'm part of our social media team. My fun fact of the day that actually just reminded me, my family, not my family, but my father, when he was in his youth, his siblings and his parents, they auditioned for Family Feud.
Oh, fun.
Yes, back in the 80s, they auditioned for Family Feud. They didn't get it because my aunt, who was a troubled teen, did not have the energy. She was dating like a 50-year-old Coke dealer at the time.
Oh my
so
God.
She didn't have the Family Feud energy. And
well, if she was coked up, she should have had that energy.
Well, yeah, but she didn't, and they didn't like the energy that they had, so they didn't make it for Family Feud. But my dad was on remote control.
In short, don't date a 50-year-old cocaine dealer.
Yep. I've seen the clips. This is a true fact.
It is a true fact, and it was always like an urban legend. But then we got
it's fabulous.
The VHS tape, and then we have to convert it to a CD, though. We still have to, or maybe like a different file because we use the CDs anymore. Sorry.
On to Leah.
How the fuck am I supposed to follow that?
I can't. Just shut up. Don't even say anything.
Okay, Family Feud names. What's next?
Just skip over
so,
us.
So, I think my fun fact.
What's
was
your name, bitch?
Okay, so my name's Leah. I'm the store manager here. My fun fact was going to be that I'm wearing curvy corner pants.
I love these pants.
So they're like my Wednesday pants.
I love those pants.
Because, I don't know, they're like super casual and just like comfortable. And we don't have customers on Wednesdays. I don't know.
Do you think about me every time you put those
pants on? I do, actually. Yeah. Every time I pull them out of my drawer, I'm like, Cassie's going to love this.
Yeah, I love these pants.
Can I start schlubbing out on Wednesdays?
Corinne Fatalino Palizzi.
So I'm Corinne. I'm the owner of Ivory and Maine and the other half of the Curvy Godmothers. My fun fact is that I hate to read books and I don't understand people that sit in bed at night and read like novels. I don't get it.
Oh.
I don't understand how it's enjoyable.
Man, because that's like a.
I know, I'm really sorry. I don't have hate. I just don't. Yeah. I just don't have. Like, I read, but not like books like that. Like, I just can't get into it. Like,
can you visualize them?
Who?
The books?
Yeah. Oh, I can visualize anything.
Oh.
I'm really good at that. Yeah, so like I can visualize.
Can.
There's been a handful
that's
of books
you're good
that I've enjoyed,
decorating.
But yeah, it's probably true. But
it's true.
Yeah, no, I just don't.
You're
so cracked. I just can't get into it, and I'm just like, I don't know. Like, I'm just right, like,
well, sometimes
like, do
I
you
wonder,
crochet after you read? Like,
wait,
what
hey,
what
you're
happened?
Coming at me. You're coming at me.
Wait, do
not
you
the
crochet?
Don't read like that.
I do read, and I crochet, and I knit.
I feel like you love Kindle.
Cassidy, do you read books?
Let me tell you something.
Not magazines.
I don't read books, but I would. I would love to, but I just, you know what? No. Okay.
Exactly. Just say it.
But do you crochet after? Anyway.
So wait, can I say though?
I'm going to hell.
Sometimes I wonder what the difference is between sitting and reading and just watching TV. because you're just like escaping reality at that point, right?
So like, by the way, I don't watch television either.
So like, what is the point of, because everyone's like, oh, you should read more, you should read more. And I do love reading. Like I love to do it. But then sometimes I'm in the middle of a book and I'm like, kind of just feels like wasting time to me a little bit. Yeah. Sometimes.
It's just because my mom reads a lot and my mom is brilliant. She always has a great vocabulary. You just learn so much, you know?
I guess so. That's true. Yeah. Because you get to see bigger words.
God bless those readers. And
I just don't enjoy it. I just, it doesn't, I'm sure it gives lots of people this like high and they just absolutely love it. But I don't know. I don't
enjoy
it. I
think you have to really connect with the characters.
You do.
Yeah. Imagine getting dopamine from looking at a piece of paper. That'd be amazing.
I mean, that's definitely a fetish out there for that. Anyway.
Yeah. My sister, anyway. Her whole leg is tattooed with her favorite things from books.
Well, there you go.
It's a whole book leg. Yeah, I don't know.
Well, those were our Jeopardy fun facts. Step it up next episode, okay, girls? Because that was a little fucking lame.
I think Gia's was phenomenal.
Gia's, really? Mine, I don't know. I could have thought about mine.
Well, now my fun facts are gone, so.
Pot calling the kettle
it's
black.
It's February, girls. You know what's coming for our younger folk out there.
Prom
season.
Prom baby.
Which, if you have been following our Instagram and TikTok, Corinne has dived into the prom world, which is amazing because me, as a plus size woman, my whole entire life, like I was plus size for my communion dress. Like I was a chubby little thing. That's just how I am. When I was growing up, when I graduated high school in 2005, there was absolutely no freaking plus size stores, options, or anything. It was fucking horrendous.
Yeah,
like I don't even know where I got my clothes from. I think I got them from like Old Navy and it was like a large.
Yeah.
Because that's like all they went up to. Like at maybe XL. But I literally, like my fashion sense in high school was horrendous because there were no options out there. So thank you for Corinne for putting those plus size options out there for prom girls. And they're
for
not.
Prom girls, it's really important.
And they're not hideous dressers.
They're so cute.
Beautiful. They're absolutely beautiful.
Yeah,
so,
a lot of them are very, very
let's talk
very
about
pretty.
That. Where can our girlies out there get their prom dresses?
So go down to, what's the address?
98 Main Street in Port Jefferson to Ivory and Main's Curvy Corner. We have, I don't know, probably like maybe 20 prom
dresses? There's probably more than that.
Yeah. And you can order sizes, right? Like you order, okay, cool.
So it's not predominantly a prom store, but it does have formal wear.
Yeah.
And gowns. And the thing is that you're going from nothing to something. So it's the difference between going into a store and not finding anything. And obviously we'll have more styles coming in and stuff like that, but it's important. It's important to give these girls of this age that confidence boost to let them have this experience. I don't always, again, with the moms that come in with the daughters, sometimes they project that onto them, but I just think it's really important to give these girls a great experience. It starts with, this is the time where it starts.
Right.
Because it will kind of spill over into other areas of their life down the road. So 100%. I think it's important to start them now. I was not, like Cassie was saying, her community dress, I was not plus size at that age. But when I got into high school, I had gained weight. And then for my prom, I was a size 18 in the dress and they had no dress for me to try on. They had nothing. So I picked the dress. It's in the blog. On the website, so if you want to read the whole thing. But I picked the dress off the wall, off of a little picture, and I was like, I love it. This is the one that I want. And then when the dress came, I was like, I feel like I'm wearing a garbage bag, and I sobbed on the pedestal in the middle of the...
I'm getting, like, Party City shopping for your Halloween costume, picking from all those
things
on the wall.
That's exactly what it was.
Yeah, it was awful.
The whole wall was covered in pictures. And
he
I was
said,
just like, this is
gangster.
The one. Yeah, I really loved that dress. And I was like, it's really pretty. And it looks great on the girl. But then when I got it, I was just like, this is, I hate it. Like, I literally hated it.
The evolution.
There's nothing
size.
Worse than that.
No.
Looking back now, it wasn't a bad dress. It was just a plain black dress.
Right.
But had I had the opportunity to possibly get something else, I probably would have.
Have all the options.
Possibility
of
just
you.
Try
options.
Things on. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, listen, I didn't need to have 1,000 options, but give me like a dozen.
Yeah.
Or, you know what I mean? Like, give me something to be able to try on.
Right. That's the thing. Like, you can easily go online and get something, like, in a plus. But, like, don't you want to go into a store and have that experience with it? You know what I mean? Like,
people want to shop. I don't understand what's going on in this world. I feel like everyone wants to try things on. Like, where are all the stores going?
Yeah. I honestly hate shopping online. I simply don't shop online ever.
We don't.
You'll never
when you're a plus size woman,
online.
We're so used to that. that, like, that's what we know. Like, mm-hmm. that's all we do is shop online. Right. Like, I've gotten things from, like, City Chic and Eloqué, and I just buy, I've been to weddings, formal things like that. I just buy, like, 5-6 dresses, and then I pick from what I want, and then I return the other ones. But it's a pain in the neck, because I'm the worst returner ever.
I'm the worst. I don't
return at all. That should have been my fun fact.
But, like, the plus size, the whole, like, the, have you guys, and I read an article about this. So, like I said, I grew up 2005, nothing. There was no plus size. Old Navy may have started to have a plus size section, but it was really, like, large and extra large. Like, no one's fit into that. I ain't fit into that shit. So, anyway. So, I read this thing online recently. I don't know where I saw it, but it was during COVID, like, the thick and curvier, like, people were comfortable with that. And, like, people were, like, you know, at gyms and working out and stuff. So, like, all that body positivity shit was booming then. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, we're seeing the Ozempic phase.
Ozempidemic.
Oh, yes. Ozempidemic, where, like, heroin chic is starting to come yep. back.
I think that there's a lot of influencers that are definitely on right. Ozempic.
I don't want
to take it. No. That's just me.
No.
I would never take anything like that, ever. It's, first of all, like...
But you do you.
You do you. But that shit, that fucks with you. You know what I mean? It does.
I mean, listen, we don't know the long-term effects of it as of right. now, but people say that it's safe. When I first heard of it, it was for diabetes purposes, because my husband has diabetes.
My husband does, too. Yeah.
Yeah, and he was actually on it for yeah. a while, and Paul had lost nothing. Like,
yeah.
I was like, oh, are you losing? You know, because he's like, oh, they say that this might, you know, you could lose weight on it. And mm-hmm. I was like, are you losing anything? He's like, not a pound. And I was like, interesting. And then they had came out, and they had said that they, you know, had proven it to be for, like, weight loss and stuff like that. But I don't know. I just, you know, I've heard great things about it, and then I've heard horror stories about it. So I'm just like, you know what? Leave me alone. I'd rather be fat.
Yeah, well, my good friend, she was on Ozempic because she also, I think, was, like, diabetic, pre-diabetic, yeah, yeah. something like that, didn't lose a pound. Mm-hmm. And she was also doing that prepping for bariatric surgery, which
it's
just
crazy.
Got.
It's a whole, the trends are crazy, because when you think about when I was growing up in 2005, mm-hmm. like, I also...
Is that when you graduated high school?
I graduated high school in 2005, and, like, the moms that, like, raised us, they were all about diet culture and shit.
Oh, 100%.
So that stuff was still, like...
Yeah, Weight Watchers.
Weight Watchers. I went to
my first
fucking...
I gained weight on Weight Watchers.
I went to my first Weight Watchers when I was 13 years old in Wanta. Yeah. I'll never forget it.
Yeah, my mom, when I was in high wow. school. I think it was, like, 15.
Yes, I was... But listen, I was never, like, blah, blah, blah. Like, what? Whatever, girl. Like, I'm good. But it was just like, wow. There was never.
I didn't gather any.
There was
of that.
Never like.
They have Weight Watcher reunions.
Yeah, the options for, like, younger girls when I was younger and yeah. curvier, like, there was no option. I would wear, like, it was awful. Like,
yeah.
I didn't look good because there was nothing out there for
yeah.
me.
Yeah. So I used to buy guys' jeans and Macy's, I remember, that I would go to Macy's. Well, Macy's was one of the only stores, too, that I could find that went up to an 18 at the time. And I graduated, like, 10 years before you. So sometimes I would buy guys' jeans. I mean, this was, like, obviously, like, later on again, like, later in high school or after high school. They did have Lane Bryant. Everyone knows the story, I think, from last year's podcast about how I used to go into Express, buy, like, a pair of shoes or buy something from Express, get the bag from Express, go to Lane Bryant, put my stuff from Lane Bryant in the Express bag so that nobody knew that I was shopping at Lane Bryant.
That's so crazy, isn't it?
Shopping.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, and I did that probably all through, well, when I was, like, what would I say I was, like, 22, something like that. I had lost a decent amount of weight, but I was still, like, a 14, 16. So even at that point, then I was, like, in between. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, I can't really shop at Lane Bryant because now everything's really big for me. But I can't also – I can't really shop at Express because the stuff is kind of too small. Like, the extra large was, like, just too small on me.
Like that
so,
weird mid-size
yeah, I was,
between.
Like, trying to – but, yeah, so that's, like yeah. – It's a reality. It's such a reality.
It's just so back in the it was it's like you're right. Nothing went up like nothing went above yeah. a large or an extra large. And if it did, it was the menswear.
Yeah,
and you would have to walk around wearing like a man's sweatshirt.
Yeah,
you know, it's just
a lot
insane.
Of the pictures that I see from high school that I'm in, like that girls had posted or whatever. I'm in like an oversized T-shirt and like
yeah.
jeans because there was really nothing. And honestly, I was like a 16, 18 at the time,
which,
so I wasn't even.
People
again,
that were bigger, imagine, like, what the fuck did they wear?
I don't know. I mean, it had to be, like, I mean, I guess that's where people, like, I don't know.
You know? I mean, so.
I don't know. Like, you know, what were you wearing?
It kind of brings me back.
Like, I honestly don't know.
What were you wearing? Write into us. DM us. We want to know. What were you wearing if you were, like.
Because I know what I was wearing, but I don't know what other girls were wearing. Like, what was the situation? Like, where were you getting your clothes from?
It's crazy. And then which kind of leads me into, like, what my next thoughts are. When I got engaged, I was like, this is great. I was on cloud nine. I was so freaking happy. I'm like, yes. And I swear to God, this is how it went down. I'm not even, like, exaggerating. I was sitting in my bed. And I'm like, oh, my God, reading everyone's comments on Facebook. Like, congratulations. I'm like, yes, bitch. Like, give me all the attention. I love every minute of it. And then I'm like, now I got to go shopping for a wedding dress. And my entire life, it has always been a struggle. Mm-hmm. What am I going to do? And I'm not even kidding you. Like, divine intervention. I looked up onto the goddamn TV on News 12. And it was you, Corinne. And it was like, you know, in a Sayville, and this Sayville shop owner is something, whatever, blah, 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 like bringing a whole new shop to a community. And I was like, this woman opened up a plus size bridal gown shop. I remember calling my mom saying, oh my God, mom, you have to go, like, well, because on News 12, they always like play the shit over and over and over again. Yeah, like, yeah. Always. I'm like, yeah, I turn on News 12. You have to see there's this woman in Sayville that opened up a bridal salon for just plus size gowns. She's like, oh, she's like, that's amazing. I called you.
Yes.
And it got like, well, you've reached Ivory and Maine plus one. And I was like, oh my God, hi, my name's Cassidy. I'm calling because I just got engaged.
And we talked for like 45 minutes.
And that was it. I swear, I'm not even kidding.
Literally,
it was like the day after I got engaged. I was like, what the fuck am I going to do now? And then God was like, well, here's Corinne Pitolino Polizzi of Sayville, Ivory and Maine. And that's how it happened. But that's like, you know, it's crazy because, like, why wasn't this done earlier? Why wasn't this fucking done earlier?
Because it wasn't important enough. Like, people didn't put enough emphasis on it. And this, I guess, like, we needed more people to come out and be like, this is a problem. Like, this is an issue that more women don't have places to try on. Because, like, think about how many brands, although it is kind of bull, because, like, some brands had put out plus size, but then, like Old Navy. Not to, you know, I don't want to hate on Old Navy. I actually like their clothes. I like those
pajamas. Yeah, they're, like, good. Like, Old Navy has been stepping it up these past few Old years. Navy. I'm gonna,
you know, but they're plus size. But I will say, though,
they don't have a lot of stuff in their stores. That's the thing. They rolled out and then they pulled back.
Yep.
So then it's like, okay, well, oh, I want this. Oh, I'm sorry, you can't get that in your size. I mean, there's still stores now that I'll go online to, like, look at, you know, like, oh, these are places that I've gotten clothes from. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, why are you not having the plus sizes anymore?
Yeah.
Like, what's going on with that? So I don't know why they're they're saying, oh, people aren't buying them. But I think that's bull.
You know, can I say?
Because we're not walking around naked.
No, and then people are going to be like, oh, well, you know, it's not healthy being overweight. You know, fuck you. You can't lose weight overnight. So what am I going to walk around naked until that? Like, I need to wear goddamn clothes. Give me a fucking shirt and a pair of pants.
Well, I literally.
And a stylish one at that.
And a stylish one. I don't want to look. I don't want to walk around looking like, you know, I don't want to even say it, but, like, I don't want to walk around in a muumuu and, like...
I wanted to say muumuu before, and I held back, so I'm glad you said it first.
Goddamn, you know? Like, let me look fucking cute. I'm cute.
Muumuus are not cute. Sorry.
Not if you belt it. Anything could be cute.
See, there's a difference between wearing shit and styling shit.
Well, I gotta say, I do. Literally. Anyway. Wearing and styling. Watch Corinne's videos. Well, I saw a TikTok earlier, and it was talking about stores don't want to bring in plus size clothes because they don't have room for it or this and that. And then they were showing a video of, like, their clearance 90% off rack. It's all extra, extra small and extra small. Mm-hmm. All of them.
It's baloney.
Yep.
I'm like, so...
Sustainability, my fat ass. Anyway.
And it was a packed rack.
So, in short, thank you, Corinne, for giving a safe space for curvy younger girls who just want to look fucking bomb at prom.
And honestly, I gotta say, when I'm working with the prom girls, I feel like a lot of their moms I've experienced are very, honestly, very nice. They're like,
my mom always got it.
Yeah, a lot of these moms I feel like do get it, and they're so excited that they're like, you know, we tried to go another place with her friends, and it wasn't working.
But it's also another generation. Like, it's the step up from the diet. The moms that are with those now, they're the step up from the diet culture. They're the ones who grew up with their moms being crazy to diet culture. They don't want to do that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyway, so.
I mean, there definitely was, because, like I said, when I was in middle school, I was, like, a size 7, and that was, like, for me, I thought I was ginormous, which is crazy, because a size 7.
I don't even know.
Like, what was going through my head? Like, I don't know. That's, what?
Like, in pants? Like
in jeans. Like, between a 6 and 8? Anything. Okay. Like, I was like, yeah, like, well, at that time, because it was 579 was the store, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, shit.
579.
My mom used to shop there. And my mom wore, like, a 7, and I would fit into her. She had, like, these jean skirts, and I would steal her jean skirts. And then, but they were a little bit tight on me, so I was probably, like, an 8, but whatever. So, but still, like, yeah. And I felt big because all my other friends were, like, tiny or really thin.
All my friends are tiny.
My mom, my family was really tiny. So it gave me like a.
Yeah.
Looking back at the pictures, I'm like, wow, I don't understand how I thought or anybody thought I was heavy because I was not.
Yeah.
I realized looking back on like my high school days, my friends saw me as bigger than I actually was. And I think that has like a huge thing on how we perceived ourselves, even getting older, because I've gotten together with high school friends I haven't seen in years, and they're like, oh my God, you look so good now compared to high school, which is like, first of all, why would you say that? I was a size 6 in high school.
Yeah.
I was very skinny.
Really?
Very skinny.
I was a size 10, I think, literally from 8th grade to current day.
I was a big bitch all my life, but I always
really? It. I'll show you some pictures later.
I gotta see a young
one. But I was a size 6, and people were still like... They saw That's me crazy. As bigger than them because I, you know, as teenagers, I feel like everyone is just like super, super.
Teenagers especially back then too.
Yeah, especially the girls breed. Who were like always doing sports and stuff. Like they were like sticks.
Yeah, I feel like when we were skinny. In high school, because what you graduated 2015. I feel like around then was a big like eating disorder time, like Tumblr.
Oh, yeah. Like, oh my God, with Tumblr
and all this stuff.
Yeah,
out
that was crazy.
Of this world, the it was thigh gaps, the photos.
But then it's changed. Then like the Kardashian, and like the thick,
and then the BBL.
Yeah, that was after my.
And you know that was like people were trying to like. Well, now like it's kind of in being a little bit, you know, like curvier now. It's just I'm trying to look for old pictures.
I grew.
Of myself. It's just
I grew
crazy.
Up with like the diet culture thing though, because like. My mom was the Weight Watcher. She was like always, you know, if you want to lose weight, you should only eat one meal a day because that's what I did.
Which is so
maybe
insane.
Drink some bone broth for dinner or, you know, and like she won't admit it now. But like that's the stuff that I grew up with. And then I was a size 6 because after puberty, everyone was like, everyone in my family was like, oh my God, Leah, you put on some weight. I got my period. Like I literally went through puberty.
Getting older. I'm growing up.
Yeah. So they're so like, oh my God, Leah, you put some weight on. And then after all of that, like around 14, I was just like, okay, I'm gonna like I guess starve myself, and I only ate salads for like with no dressing for every meal of the day.
Mm-hmm. God, so that sounds terrible.
It was. But then I was that size 6. That was like the smallest I'll ever be, I think, like a size 6.
Yeah.
And it was just like everyone treated me so much different. It was crazy.
Yeah. I always feel lucky that I feel like my mother never projected anything. I mean, I would simply be in dressing rooms with her and she would just cry her eyes out.
Oh.
But anyways, aside from that.
Because of her own weight issues? Okay.
Like, I remember just being, like, in dressing rooms with my mom.
I'm sure that affected you in some way.
Oh, yeah. And so that would happen. I feel like when I was, like, in middle school and I was like, I was like, what do I do? How am I supposed to console this woman?
Right.
Like, I'm a 12-year-old.
Right, yeah.
And then blah, blah, blah. But yeah. Wow. So that was weird. But yeah, I always, my mother literally raised me to believe I was perfection.
Aww.
Which I think is
amazing, and that's what I will be raising my daughter to believe no matter what, and that's that. So
I think my mom always like thought that, but she would, I remember vividly her sitting me down like on my bed saying, Leah, you're putting on some weight, like I think you should like cut back on this and this, like we could do it together, like I want to lose weight too. And like that was when I was like 10. So
10.
Yeah, that's crazy. Like, you're just a growing little girl.
And then, like, my dad, too. I mean, we don't even have to get into that, but my dad caused so much trauma. Like, so many disorders. But, yeah.
That's for our trauma dumping episode.
I mean, I'm excited to see what this prom season has in store, and I can't wait to see all the girls. Yeah. Like, I hope you tell them all to, like, tag. And
Last season, I literally had a girl start crying in her dress. She was so excited.
You know, you're
so
proud
gorgeous.
Of it. You're excited.
I was like, girl, you look so cute.
They're pretty dresses. Beautiful, too.
Yeah.
You do a good job with buying. You really do. Like, you don't get these, like, cupcake motherfuckers.
Yeah, I don't want them to look like,
you don't want it to look like a typical, like, what you would think, like, you know, like, they can. Yeah. Although, some of these prom dresses out there. Like,
when I took Gianna for her Sweet 16 dress, and she went through this whole ginormous store, we won't name it, and there was 2 dresses in the whole store for her to try on, and she was, like, a 16 at the time. And I was like, this is crazy.
Yeah,
I'm like, I just can't believe that it was like that. It's
actually mortifying.
It was, yeah, and I felt bad. And then she did wind up buying a dress, and we left. And then we got in the car, and I was like, "Why did you buy that?" And she's like, "Cause I don't want to have nothing." And she was like, "So something's maybe we can maybe like the seamstress can change this, or she can do something, or it's whatever." Crazy.
And then like, I'm looking at like all these some of these prom dresses these days, man. Like these skirts are short. There are cutouts. Like there are shit there that I would never let my kid freaking.
Wait, we have this one crazy dress, the pink dress that's high. It's high low, which I feel like I haven't seen since like a decade ago.
We love
the
high low.
No, it's high low. Back. I feel like I see it on the carpet a lot, the red carpet. But it is like all exposed boning, like cups.
Yeah. Speaking of exposed, have you guys seen, I don't know if, Gio, was it a TikTok or was it I think someone sent it, one of my brides actually sent it to me via DM the other day.
Yes.
The Free the Nipple bridal gown.
Yes. So it was on the Bustle Instagram account, and it's one of their articles. So I was reading, so first I see it, and it just goes, Free the Nipple bridal gowns. So I had a lot of thoughts when I first saw that.
Can you explain what it is?
Yeah, I don't know anything about this. Because
we don't know anything about this.
Oh,
all right. So I'll bring it up right now. So if you go on to Bustle, it's an Instagram account about, obviously, weddings and shit.
Yeah,
we know what
it's, yeah.
Hold on. Let me bring it
up. So they're basically saying, it's kind of, so what we were seeing.
Do they
want to
see our nipples?
Yes. So at the end, sort of.
It says, Free the Nipple wedding dresses are the next big thing in bridal. Non-traditional brides, this one's for you. The most controversial of high fashion trends is now entering the bridal space. Yup, they're freeing the nipple. See how the movement is shaking up the bridal space, link in the bio.
So I feel like towards the end of the year, we were starting to see a lot of like exposed boning, bustier, a little bit sexier designs. And
which is fine, but
which is, you know, great. And I feel like now they're really taking it to the next level.
I'm going
to
say one thing.
Yeah. Hold on a second. Let me ask a question. So that you're not, it's basically like a sheer top so that you can see the nipples. Like it's not where they're walking around topless. Oh, I have to sneeze.
Yeah. No, which it's like, so it's, no, they're not going around topless, like just skirt
shit,
on
I mean,
and titties out.
I mean, another 20 years, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I was like, I don't understand. Why are we freeing the nips? Okay.
Yeah. So they're doing, I feel like, thin like,
fabrics where you can like see the boobs and also see the nips.
Like when you see Kendall Jenner on like a fashion runway and her nips are out.
We even have a dress kind of similar.
Can I just say, it would not be attractive for me. Like, you would need to have, like, boob job boobs.
Well, that's what
you have to have.
That's exactly what
I
think about.
Nobody wants to see your nipple by your knees.
How is that going to translate?
I'm going to say right now, I 100% disagree with it. 100%. Like, this is not a fucking burlesque show. You're getting married. I know for a fact.
But we know that you are more conservative.
But, like,
in that respect.
Come on now.
Well, she is.
No, I am.
In that respect, she is.
But, like, I just don't get it. Like, you're really going to go down the aisle with, like, your dad's coworkers with your nips out? Like, that's just, like, when is it too much now? Like, this is bridal. This isn't, it's your wedding dress, right? Like, it's your wedding dress.
Yeah.
It's, like, why are we
I feel like this is going to be for, like, the alternative bride who's, like, maybe a destination wedding or something like that. I mean, I personally.
I think a black dress for an alternative bride. Like, this one, when it's, like, for your non-traditional brides out there. I'm thinking a black or a red fucking dress. Not, like, here's my areolas, grandma.
Well, I will say, what I do like in the article is they kind of talk about, like, the shifting perspectives on, you know, I don't really know, kind of going for the, you know what, I don't even know how to describe it. Basically, they're saying that, like, women should be able to do what they want,
but
imagine you're going into your bridal appointment, and you're like, you know what, let me get something real sheer on the nips. And then you walk out in that. I feel like for the comments that we hear from mothers, grandmothers, sisters, friends.
They wouldn't even let you get a black dress.
They don't even like a sweetheart neckline because the yiddies are out way too much.
Women can do whatever they want, but this, like that, I don't know. If you're eloping.
I think a majority of women are not going to be.
Well, I honestly would love to go to a wedding. Turn down to see the beautiful bride coming down the aisle.
And see her nipples
dun,
hanging out?
Dun, 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 and then nips in your face, like full-on headlights. Tell me that wouldn't make your day.
I mean, if you want a topic to talk about,
I would love that. And I think
she would love that.
She'd be like, what
awesome.
Is happening?
Are no, you, like,
it
like,
is so outlandish.
But would you do it?
No, I wouldn't, but...
Maybe do you think this is a trend that should be? Do you think this trend is?
I think it's for very like high fashion, high concept people with the right audience in their watching them. Because I'm not
But then again,
the everyday bride. If I walked out, I think nips out. I don't think my family would be surprised. I think they'd be like, "That's strange." And why would she do that? And I would feel a little bad putting my nipples out there.
People saying this don't have uncles and it shows. In front of my father, I'll pass. I want people to look at my face on the wedding day. And then, did a creepy dude write this? Creepy dude propaganda. Free the nip in a white dress symbolizing your virginal status while you're handed over as property as part of your religious ceremony. This nip ain't free. Immediately no.
I think a majority of women are going to be like, this isn't.
Yeah, but I think Gia's hit the nail on the head with the fact that it's probably like the high profile celebrities.
Yes.
Who are like, who like paid a lot of money to have their bodies the way they have their bodies.
But like, you can't like, wear a slinky dress for their wedding. Can't market it to like.
Who's already had like multiple weddings before. The everyday fucking bride.
You know what I mean?
No, literally. Yeah. Like, they got their boobs reconstructed for this wedding.
Yeah.
Like, I mean.
It's going to be like a bougie.
I feel like you got to keep those things cold.
Just over the top. Listen, but we know even celebrities that were definitely like covered up in like full satin
like Paris
gowns.
Hilton.
So like I just
she was like really covered. Toe. She was like lace. That one dress we have.
Like a doily.
It was a full turtleneck.
Sophia Richie was pretty.
But that's what covered. I'm saying. I think a majority of people even with that are going to I don't think a bunch of people will be on board.
But the
maybe it's your reception like after party.
The nipple thing is all the Kim Kardashian came out skins and have a built-in nipple in the bra ones. Like that's like a new thing.
That reminds me of the Sex and the City episode where they had those little fake nipples that Samantha was adding into her bras so that she would always have the fake nipples
and Miranda put them on.
I got a question. How do you keep your nipples hard all day long?
Stay cold.
I guess
so.
But that's the thing. It's like a fashion thing. Like it's just the whole thing is fucking weird. Yeah. But
maybe
I just
you have
to
have like.
I always used to be so self-conscious. Like there were pictures taken of me. Like when
oh my
you
god,
wear,
my
like,
nipples are hard. Let me go into the bathroom and like.
Oh my god,
I used to do. I used to rub my nipples if I felt them getting hard.
Yes. Oh my god, there's pictures of me where I'm like, wow, my nipple is really showing there. And I like would actually try to edit it out because I'm like, it's a cute picture, but I don't really want everyone seeing my hard nipple.
That's crazy. I don't even think I put that much thought into it.
Oh, I did. I would go like back in 2016, like the baddie Anastasia eyebrow, like baddie stone lipstick era. I mean, I really don't wear bras on my off days, so my nips are really always out, but I was like...
You're a no bra wearer? That's a new thing.
Yeah, I don't really...
I can see you be no bra wearer.
Yeah, except for the fact, you know, a little TMI, but I got some boob sweat going on, so I do like to wear bras.
That's what they
to
have
kinda
the,
keep
the
it
powder
up.
For.
It doesn't work on me. My glands are too strong.
You have to get the buff powder.
Oh, I have that. I
the
got it
one?
When you recommended,
Really?
Didn't work for
when
me.
When you go to CVS, you don't wear a bra?
If I'm going to CVS, why would I wear a bra?
She's
what
like,
am I
I'm
doing?
Looking at what she looking
so
she
yeah, so I used to be wearing little halter, teeny weeny, like little PacSun tank tops, which I still do over the summer. Full on nips out, every which direction, up, down, sagging, up. I don't care. I really could care less.
Huh, interesting. But I have a question. Wow, so when you're like, is it true what they say that if you don't wear a bra, your boobs will get saggier over time?
Oh.
I know some people. I think that's capitalism.
Yes, I've heard people say you have to wear a sports bra to bed every night.
I've heard people say wear a sports bra to bed. Yeah.
Well, because that's for the people. A lot of people with boob jobs, they have to go to sleep with some kind of garment on to keep.
First of all, the girls that are wearing bras to bed are probably the same girls that are like need to air downstairs out too. Like you can't be wearing like underpants and pants and like I never wear underwear to bed. You gotta air that out.
I don't wear pants. I just go to bed in a t-shirt.
Justin's lucky if I go to bed with anything on.
Oh Justina.
Wow.
Watch out, Easter
Our next
not
episode.
For nothing,
episode.
But I would totally episode. Sleep naked. Naked. I would totally sleep naked. Beyonce has entered the chat.
And sometimes I do when I'm like having a hot flash. You
oh my
know
God.
What I mean?
I love it.
Yeah.
Good luck putting clothes on me at home.
Yeah. Shit. Well, we know what Justin's like think about. So, whoa.
We have the kids, obviously. You don't have kids. That makes it a little bit more difficult. Yeah. But I, now that we have, like, you know, my bigger bedroom, we did the reno up there, I feel like I'm free to just walk around the way I want. And when I shut that door, please do not enter, because I'm usually just in, like, underpants and a no top or a t-shirt and no bottom. Like, leave me alone. Yeah. Like, I'm in my world right now.
Yeah, yeah, my mother walks around no regard for anyone.
She walks around naked, your mom?
Really? No, not fully naked, but she is, like, just t-shirt, no pants, no bra, flopping around.
Wow.
And so I always am just, like, I'm a pantsless girl. Yeah. So, well, I'll tell you, can I tell you a weird story? Oh, so back in the day.
Do we have time?
So they, well, I'll make it snappy.
Okay.
There is a National No Pants Day. It happens over the summer. I found out about that, and I thought it was really funny. I think it's the same day that people go in to the subways with no pants on.
Oh.
I think it's around then. Did you ever walk in on that
no,
in the
no,
city?
Never.
No, you've never run into that?
No. No.
Oh, I've run into it almost every year, the No Pants Day. And I'm not a person without no pants. Anyways, Victoria's Secret, back in the day, at Pink, they used to have crazy sayings on the back of their underwear.
Mm-hmm.
So I went, and I got silly saying underwears, and then I just, like, walked around all day with no pants on in my home, and then, well, my mother was like, what the, and I forget, it said something crazy. They were neon pink with gold writing on the butt. And honestly, I think we need to bring those back. I love wearing no pants.
Big
announcement, everyone.
The new pants podcast. No pants. Anyways,
so I'm not on board with the nip thing. Like, really, like, I think that's a little bit too far. If you are, God bless you. I'm not hating on you. You can do whatever you want with your nipples, but
I'd like to see the photos. Someone do it and then send it to us, and then we'll put a vote in.
All right. Well,
I'd like to see it.
That leads us to our Thick and Tired, my favorite segment of the podcast.
Yay.
Woo.
Cassidy, start us off.
Ladies, now this part of the podcast, which is my favorite segment, Thick and Tired. We're going to go around and the table, and we are going to tell each other what we are thick and what we are tired about. And I am going to start. I am thick on tequila. We're going out to dinner tonight for Corinne's birthday, and I'm definitely going to have a tequila. I never drank tequila before, really, until my girl's trip in Charleston a couple of weeks back, or like a month or so ago back. And it is such a great drunk. It's a great high. I'm obsessed with it. I love it. I will never drink anything but tequila. It's an upper. I'm obsessed with it.
It's better than vodka. Yep. I'd rather drink tequila.
100%. Tired. Mm-hmm. I am tired, and I have to work on this, of always having to take melatonin before I go to sleep at night. I am addicted to it. I feel like if I want to have another baby eventually, you can't have melatonin. So I really need to I have to get into like the groove. You just can't have it. It's just not good for you when you're pregnant.
Isn't it like so natural?
Nope. Oh. I have to get into the groove of trying to fall asleep on my own, but it's hard because I feel like my body has developed a dependency on melatonin. So
I have a trick for you. Okay, so hear me out. Every time I get back into my workout routine, mm-hmm. I sleep like a fucking baby every night.
No, I know.
Night.
Yeah.
So even working if you out. Just did like a couple push-ups or something before bed, I feel like you would sleep like a baby.
100%. Working out's supposed to be really good for you.
I cannot even keep my eyes open.
Yeah.
In bed anymore, like at all. Shit. I'm just like, I'm out like a light.
All right. I'm gonna try it.
I'm asleep before Justin.
Shit, and that's huge. Because Rob, like, once Rob's ass hits the pillow.
Right?
Yep. Like, okay, motherfucker.
No,
like,
now that's me.
I wake up, I'm like, we're not going to bed yet. Anyway, Gia.
Yeah.
What is your thick and what is your tired of the week?
I've been really thick on taking some nice Epsom salt baths and drinking. And I don't really like Pinot Grigio, but I've been having huge glasses of Pinot Grigio in a scalding hot bath watching Grey's Anatomy.
So you're a 50-year-old woman.
I really am. And I just have my phone off. I'm not paying attention.
Good for you.
And it is so nice. I'm in there like 2.5 hours,
though.
Like, I am sat in the tub. And it's so sat.
You must be so pruning.
I have my hands out, honestly, because I got to get my wine.
Baths are very controversial. I have a jetted tub, and I think it's the best thing in the world.
Cassidy hates it. Yeah. She's cringing.
I know. First of all, a jetted tub is filtered, isn't it?
No, I can't even talk about baths. Anyway.
I feel like I can't feel guilty in there.
I have to take a shower before I get into my bathtub because of the fact that it's jets. You're not supposed to.
Are you listening?
No, yeah, I am. Baths.
Well, yeah, because in a bathtub, it like you. I don't know. There's
so
something
wait, do you
with
not
the
like hot tubs.
I feel like if it's like in there, skin.
I don't like pools.
Oh, yeah, she won't get in the pool.
I will not get in a pool. It's a fucking cesspool. It's disgusting.
My pool's not disgusting. My pool's beautiful.
I don't have baths in my house.
Leah? Why do I feel like you have a sea salt bath?
Isn't my pool beautiful?
Oh, yeah. I would. I'm always in her pool.
She is. I like hot tub.
And her hot tub.
And my hot tub. I'm always waiting for her to get in the bathtub.
If she invites there.
She's come over and I'm like, if she goes in that bathroom, I'm never getting her out.
Gia, what are you tired about this week?
No.
Tired. It just escaped me. Oh my gosh. All I get are, I get at least like 10 scam calls a day.
Oh my God, me too.
So many. Fuck them scam calls. Yeah, and it is always like the same message from mad different numbers, all these different names. Mm-hmm. Stop calling me. Because honestly, even regular.
Just go ahead and block them.
I have to, but it's so many different numbers. Mm-hmm. And honestly, like if I get a call from a number that's like 631-516, so like a Long Island number, I'm not answering it. I don't care. Literally, yeah. Someone could be in the house. I'm not answering my phone.
Yeah. Right. Well, now you have the thing on the phones where you can watch the voicemail.
You know who calls me a lot?
Oh, tell me.
Onianta.
Oh my God.
Every
get
fucking
out of
day.
Here. I'm not. No. It's the people begging for money. The phone-a-thon folks.
I made the mistake of answering once and they're like, are you busy? I was like, a little bit. And they're like, oh, well, do you have a chance to talk about donating? I was like, absolutely not.
So
I donated so much money to that school, please.
Literally.
All
right. I paid what I needed to pay, and I'm getting the heck out now. I always get surveys from them. They're like, and I'm like, you don't need to know what I'm doing with my life. I don't want to tell you.
So, in short, screw Oneonta. Leah Perez.
Leah Perez,
what
LP.
What are you thick and tired about?
I am thick about the fact that I'm going to Colorado.
Woo!
On a ski trip.
So fun.
I'm a little scared to ski out west. I've never done that before. So we'll see how it goes. Maybe I'll die. Maybe I'll come back.
No.
We're all doing the sign of the cross, by the way.
I'm definitely nervous.
I'm so excited for you to go to Colorado.
But it'll be fun.
I love Colorado.
The first thing we do when we get there, we're going to a distillery. I don't do weed, by the way.
I don't do weed.
He doesn't smoke the devil's lettuce,
well,
the wacky tobacco.
I don't either. Justin doesn't. Usually, either he doesn't like smoking.
What
anything,
in Rome, though? I mean,
but
shit.
He'll like he'll
he's an edible man.
But
yeah, what in Rome?
Right. I'm more of like a panicker.
Yeah, me too.
Like
me
I
too.
Feel like I can't do it because I'll just sit there and be like panicking about
I
the world.
I almost
called
the cops on
life.
Myself. I smoked weed once in my life with my husband.
Did
well,
you
then
say
boyfriend.
Called the cops on
I did,
yourself?
With my husband Rob, and it, well, at the time he was my boyfriend and his best friend Pat, and they like big like they smoked, and I had took a puff, and I remember like I need. Turn myself in and call my mother. She's got to pick me up.
My dad needs to come and bless
then,
me.
No, really. And then one of my best friends, Steph, who's like a bit, like she loves to smoke all the time. She's like, I told her this story and she's like, are you kidding me? She's like, what were you going to call the cops on? Having a good time? Like, hey, I'm like, no, I just don't like it. I'm more of a drunk girl. Like, I can't, I
yeah,
like
me
panic.
Too. Yeah, I don't like it. It's all right. I mean, so every time Justin goes to Colorado, this is the first time I'm going with him, but he'll always come home with edibles.
Yeah.
And then he'll be like, you want to do one with me? And I'll be like, sure, yeah. And I'll put one in my mouth and then I have to go to the bathroom. I spit it out in the toilet and I flush it.
Well, Justin, if you're listening to this, Leah
she's
does
wasting
not.
Your edibles.
Leah is throwing wanna, up those
and then
edibles.
He's like, are you feeling it? And I'm like,
yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty hungry. Make me a snack.
That's funny. Fuck.
That is really funny.
All right. I just don't like it. I know myself. So
I understand that because I get that anxiety high from it too.
Yeah.
Only one time, everyone knows the Spaceballs story of me in a hotel room with my ex-boyfriend, like literally eating Wendy's French fries in a bed and being like,
wow,
like heaven, stoned out of my brain. What is? Maybe G is stoned right now. Yeah. Just completely like, and he was like, babe, are you okay? I don't even know who you are, man. Get out of here.
Yeah, it's
that was
not
the
for
best,
me.
The best ever,
I'll,
and that
I'll
was
have
it.
Drinks,
yeah, drinks, tequila. No, I'm all day, but
so those days are over.
I'll watch
I'm
everyone else get high, and I'll be happy not being high.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, but I am excited about going
good.
To Colorado.
So we're thick on Colorado. And what's your tired?
I'm tired of caring about what everyone else thinks.
Bam.
All the time. Like
good
for
you,
everything.
Girl.
For like. Think worrying about what you post and what you do and what you wear. Like, who the fuck cares?
And what you
cares?
Wear to the motherfucking Super Bowl, dumbasses.
Listen to our last
Watch
episode.
The last episode for that.
Like, who the fuck cares anymore? Like, just live your life and stop worrying about everybody else and what they think. Literally, do what is best for you, and that's it. Bottom good. Line.
I love that, Leah. Leah always serving the, that, you know.
Serving
that
the positivity.
Deep, the deep stuff. Corinne, if it's only to pose that you're thick and what you're tired.
Anyway, my thick is that I'm actually right now, like in this moment, how we all like lift each other up. Like, I'm super happy that Leah's having this like sort of epiphany situation going on about how she is like, you know, gonna be positive and like, yeah. And then G is always like a bubbly ball of energy, and just Cassidy's just being Cassidy. She always lifts me up whenever I need a pickup, so I'm thick on that.
Be a funny bitch.
Yeah, she's always good to like whack me on the ass
She's like angry inspiration.
I love that. Yeah, I love that too. And then my tired is women not wearing the right bra.
I was just talking about my friend Lisa.
It's so infuriating.
I have to go get fitted. Like, I feel like there's not like.
I'll measure you right here.
Yeah, we can measure you.
I need you to measure me.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Yeah, but wait, hold on a second. This goes back to my bra thing. You can buy the right size bra, but if you're not wearing a bra that's supportive, your ladies are going to be conversing with your.
Why is it so cool?
I don't know.
But okay. I will, is there ghosts I can anywhere? Definitely tell you what your accurate size is, but it definitely, it matters. Like, it can change your whole look.
She can tell your size, and I can tell you where to buy the right bras.
Okay, I love Lane Bryant bras.
Also.
Me too, but you have to buy the right ones.
Can I tell you, if I measure you and you walked into a Victoria's Secret.
No, I don't go. It's going to be way off. Victoria's
Secret. By the way. I know. But I'm just saying. I don't like that they do that. Like, they'll see someone who is really a B cup and they're like, oh my God, you're a triple D.
No, literally.
Yeah, no, 100%. Because they did it to Sid and I was like, let me tell you something. This girl is not a triple D. Yeah, but no.
Those titties ain't that big.
Yeah, no kidding. She's adorable. I love Sydney. Sydney,
we love
you.
Sid, we love.
But yeah, I just feel like we see so many people, like so many women on a daily basis, and I'm like, okay, you're not wearing the right, especially moms. I'm like, and I really hate hating on them, but you really need to get supportive bras.
I'm a mom too, and I have no supportive bras. No,
you really
none.
Need to, because they're just gonna continue to like droop.
So measure
me, I mean, how do my boobs look? Well, don't look.
Your
at
boobs
this
look good.
I don't know what's going on here. This is supposed to be down here and it keeps like falling. But I mean, I like
that they're. If you ask the people of Instagram, they'll say that they're uneven.
Yeah, don't ask those motherfuckers on Instagram. Because then the face.
You know what? Because then that,
they'll come at you. They'll come at those in those.
Like, literally, I'm trying on a dress that, like, you can see, like, the boning from the cup, and they're like, those cups don't fit her. Hello. That's the dress. That's not my boobs. Yeah. Like, I don't. What? For real?
They're ridiculous.
Oh my gosh.
Ridiculous. It's crazy.
Wild. Anyway, even though we can't stand your negative comments, check us out on Instagram and TikTok. Shoot us DMs or emails and maybe even like call us. Give us a buzz. Be like, hey, I heard your podcast and I saw this. Can we like, can you hear more about that? We would
even
love
if
to
you
want to
call us and be like, hey, I heard your podcast. Please shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Like, whatever.
Do you know how many people have come in here, brides, in alterations, everything, and they're like, oh my God, I love your podcast. Yes. I listen to you guys all the time. Like, when is it coming back?
Yeah. Well, it's coming back, baby.
Well, here we
are. It's coming back with a goddamn vengeance and a much better name, because that name, the last name, was absolutely terrible.
I didn't make that name.
Boom, I also boom. Didn't make that name.
Horrendous.
Okay.
Nothing.
I didn't say you did. I just said I did not.
This is Thick and Tired is brilliant, because I feel like everyone is thick and everyone is tired. Like, we are.
Yeah.
And it's genius. So I am so thick. Excited to keep making more content and more podcasts for you guys. But yeah, let us know what you want to hear from, what do you want to hear about. You know, we might have some surprise guests coming on in the near future, so stay tuned for more episodes, and we will
see you next Tuesday.